All right, this week's episode, sorry, I actually got to go back and say apologize for another missing episode. Last Friday, Riley had gotten some teeth pulled, dental right, work.
Yeah, I got a tooth extracted.
And
I was...
Her mouth was swollen and she couldn't talk.
Yeah, they numbed me like 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
And then we had some technical difficulties. I had to update the app, and then I tried to log in, and I couldn't find it, and I finally got all the, don't pick your lips, I finally got everything worked out. So, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Parent Teen Talk.
I'm Rye. Lee.
Are you Rye? Lee, like or Rye. Are you Rye? Like or are you Rye. Like, you? Oh, now you like your name.
Before, I like Rye.
You didn't like your name, and now you love your name.
I mean, I still like Charlie better, but... I think it's adorable.
Charlie.
You said you were going to name me Charlie.
Brooklyn. I said if I...
And then you said Charlie, too. No, you said you liked the name Charlie.
I do like the name Charlie, too. I never said I was going to name you.
I like this. Not the way that Charlie... Everyone's like Charlie D'Amelio spelled. I was like, no. Char and then L-I-E-E.
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
He looks ridiculous in this shirt.
No, he does. Okay.
His shirt anyways. Is, like, so... It's yeah. Too long. So it...
Our dog looks, like, adorable. Adorably ridiculous.
He's got this. The
he has like Russell. Big puppy dog eyes, like they're big brown puppy dog eyes, and he has a blue and teal shirt on right now.
He's a little Jack Russell.
And he's a Jack Russell, like longer dog, and he's so adorable.
He's a Jack Russell. And he's a wiener. He's a wiener dog.
Yeah, and he has a mohawk right now, so he has a shirt on, a mohawk, and big puppy dog eyes, which is
but his shirt is adorable. Too long, so his hair is like puffy and it's sticking out of the neck.
Yeah, he looks like Simba.
We got a lion's mane, Daxy Maxi.
He's so adorable.
You gonna okay. Jump up here? You gonna jump? Okay, so this week's episode, let's talk about the word sexy time. Let's talk about sex.
That's licorice.
Baby, let's talk about you and
let's
me.
Let's talk about all the kids. So, yeah, today, no, licorice, get out. I don't want you in here. Nope, get out. So, today. My God.
But close the door.
Up, stupid dog. That's the thing.
She's not a stupid dog.
Dax
she is.
Can wag his tail all adorably because he's adorable like that and he's allowed in here. So,
let's talk about sex.
And besides, the door's already closed. So I'm not letting you.
Let's talk about sex.
So, you guys might hear a lot of, like, noise because. I listen to all of our podcasts when they come out, and there's a little bit of noise, like when you're grabbing your phone and stuff. Oh.
Okay. What's the definition of sex?
I want to read it.
Well, dictionary. Hold on.
Do not lay on my clothes. Look at this cute little outfit. You thought I was going to say something else, huh?
Is. Come on, you still have to do your chores.
I know. All right.
Okay, this is from, I don't even.
Okay. Hot. So, want me to read all this?
No.
Bustle says, bustle.
Bustle. Not bustle, it's bustle.
Bustle.
T is.
And it's so helpful because far too many people define sex as just PIV. Penis and vagina. Whoa, that's cool. I think many people equate intimacy with the in and out of sex. Amy Levine, sex coach and founder of Ignite Your Pleasure, tells Bustle,
well, yeah,
they have a sex
pleasure.
Coach? What? It's often...
Maybe it tells you how to stick your penis in a vagina.
It's actually kind of helpful.
What? I mean...
Well...
That's weird.
Like
what, you're gonna just, like...
Like, does she turn on porn or something? And no, like, okay, this is how you do it, guys. This
no,
is not the
maybe
right
she's
way.
There coaching them, because, like, literally it's a coach. So, coach would be like, good job! You're right there! Like... That's what I imagine a sex coach would be.
You're like, good job. You that stuck means- it in there all the way. Really finished. It's often due to lack of relationship role models to teach them about true intimacy and lack of sex ed. Instead, many people learn through trial and error and may not have a better understanding of what it takes to have better sex until the info pop-ups on the web or social media to educate them. The study from the University of Utah looked at over 700 gay, lesbian, and bisexual participants.
Okay, why are you reading the whole article?
I'm not.
Basically, sex is anything you're doing with somebody else's body.
What type of fingers do you have?
Okay. Anyways, let's. What is the average age? What do you think is the average? What is the average age somebody?
Well,
okay. We don't want to say loses their virginity because we just talked about sex.
Well, so, like, let's just say, like, statistically speaking, like, what I think, like, scientists have proven and stuff, I say probably 17, and then I say, like, from people I know and stuff God, like that,
you know, it's really funny.
16.
If I were to ever die, and they looked at my browser history on my phone.
I know.
the like, average? Okay, this is from VDH.Virginia.
I say 17.
This is from VDHVirginia.GovernmentSites. I don't know why it's the first one that popped up. Stop it. You're trying to read through my glasses. Oh. The average age of the first sexual intercourse or sexual debut was 15.6 years. Males reported earlier ages of sexual initiation than did females. 22% of males reported sexual
initiation.
Yes, 10 to 13 years, while 16% of females reported the same. Oh, I got like a runny nose. I don't like.
So, here, I'll hold it for you. You do something. So,
what is the average age? Okay, this is from Planned Parenthood. What's the average age that girls have sex for the first time? The average age when people, girls and guys, this is from Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. not Virginia, start having intercourse is about 17. Only about half of high school students have ever had intercourse. And even once they start having it, most teens don't have it frequently. So, not everybody's telling some, I would say it's on tickets. You know how you're like, I need to hear, where's the receipts? Like, if somebody's lying, you're like, where's the receipts? I mean, that's like how you say, like, I have their proof. You don't, you've never heard that before? Oh my gosh. We'd be on TikTok, you'll see it like, oh, like you'll see all these celebrities talking. They're like, I need some receipts about that. Like, I need, where's your receipt? I don't think so. That did not happen. Because when you're.
Well, I'm not on TikTok, so.
I know. Well, you used to be. You actually have it on TikTok, but you got in trouble for posting on my phone when you weren't supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm going to just say this. The youngest person I know who had sex for the first time. They were 12 when they had it. The person they had sex with, okay, it's a girl. She had it when she was 12. And the person she had sex with was 14.
Gross.
And the oldest I know.
Is your parents.
No, she was 19 when she had sex for the first time.
I don't think, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's going to happen. I can't stop you from having sex.
I'm just scared you're going to get very disappointed if I have it.
Here, you talk to Mike. I'll blow my nose. I don't blow my nose on the phone.
That'd be grossed out. Can I read this?
Yeah.
This is from childmind.org. The website's called Child Mind Institute. As parents, we all have our own opinions about when and with whom our children should be sexually active. So when is that age? And when should you worry? Keep in mind that always is not a viable answer. It should come as no surprise that there is little consensus. I can't read that.
What?
It should come as no surprise that there is little consensus among cultures about young people and sex. Take, for instance, a study that compared American teens with their Dutch counterparts. Why does that matter?
American teens, the United States American teens versus somebody who's in Dutch or... Like Europe and Germany and stuff like
that. Yeah, let's just skip all that. Before puberty. First off, children... He looks uncomfortable. Okay, before puberty. First off...
You are thick.
Stop it. In the belly and in all our places. Okay, before puberty.
Look at that little hair on his back leg. It's just like... Nope.
Thanks for placing your nasty butt on my dirty clothes. I'm just kidding. Before puberty, first off, children are not sexual beings. If a prepubescent child displays sexual behaviors like touching genitalia, they could be the result of normal curiosity about his or her body and the bodies of others. after puberty.
I'll pet you.
After puberty, whenever it happens, adolescents are sexual beings with urges that are fundamentally human. So-called normative sexual behaviors vary by culture. This is good. Signs of emotional trouble. First, some sorts of adolescent sexual activity are clear warning signs of underlying problems. If your son coerces, or even forces others into sex, he's not only going against societal norms. That behavior is one of the symptoms of conduct disorder. There's also bipolar disorder, which is one of the reasons why he could be having sex.
I still can't even do this thing.
Oh, God. It took me a while to get that, too. Not just when.
You see how it goes like this?
Yeah, not just when, but why. There are no set rules about when children should have intercourse, but there are probably good rules about why children should have intercourse. They shouldn't be having sex because they want somebody to like them. They shouldn't be having sex because they feel coerced into having sex. Oh, this is like what you said. Attitudes like that threaten a wonderful thing. Having a great sex life is a blessing.
You look cross-eyed in this picture.
She's going through my selfies. So how do you protect your child and make sure he or she grows up to have a healthy sex life? Well, you're not gonna... I don't know. I think that I'm scared to have sex and then you get really...
I'm listening.
Don't look at that video, please. I was in a bad mindset. I thought I looked really bad. And I recorded to see the difference. Body. Yeah, I wanted to see the difference. And then I was like, you know what? This doesn't matter. Okay, sorry. Body image.
We've already done one.
I'm just scared. Please don't look through my stuff.
It's literally pictures from Google Home. Okay. So.
We've only been doing this for 12 minutes. I'm just scared to have sex and then, like, have it young and then you get very disappointed and disgusted in me.
I'm disgusted with, like, you all the time, so.
Thanks for that. That makes my...
Hashtag facts. Let me drop a mom bomb on you.
Thanks. That makes me feel so much better about myself already.
Oh, please. I was being sarcastic. You already know that.
No, I don't. Like, I'm scared to be, like, walking up to you and I'm, like, 15 or whatever.
What is this obsession with the number 15? Like, in
your okay, head, no, but, like, that's, like, my next age.
But listen to what I'm saying. Every time we talk, you always say, would you be mad if I had sex at 15?
Well, okay, that's,
is
like...
Is this, like, the listen, age that you're, like, trying to lose your virginity
at? No, I'm saying this is, like, the youngest...
You're trying to give away?
Listen, this is the youngest, like, age I would lose... My,
you can't lose something. What did you? This you is, can't physically lose something.
Okay, well, this is.
I'm asking you, do you need to find my virginity. Is there gonna be?
Let me talk.
Find my.
Look, he's whining because of you.
No, he's not. Listen. He doesn't know what he wants. Typical male.
He's looking at the door.
He didn't even want to go.
Watch, look, Dax. He's still.
Daxy Maxy. I'd let you up here, right?
Come on. I have to wash this anyways. Anyways, but no, because like 15, I'm 14 right now, okay? Listen.
No, I didn't know that.
No, so the next age is 15, right? If you know how to count.
Did you say the next age or stage?
Next age is 15. But, so let's say I'm 15, okay? What if I show up to you and I'm like, Mom, I lost my virginity. What would you do?
I'd be like, well, I don't know. Because we haven't crossed this bridge yet. I don't know. Can't tell you how I'm going to react when I like to think that it would be open-minded, but I don't know.
You know what I see you doing? I see you having this long conversation with me and the boy who I had sex with. No. He'd probably think it was funny, though.
Yeah, you apparently have an age and a person you're going to be having sex with.
No, like, whoever it is. Well, unless I'm at a party and I'm just like, hey, let's do this right now.
You're loud on the phone.
Hey, let's do this right now. Right here, right now. Yeah, I don't know. May I ask you a personal question?
I mean, I guess.
How old were you when you had sex for the 17. First time? Whoa. That's all I'm gonna say.
What? 17 because I was already on my own.
I thought you were younger when you...
No, I was 17. I told you, I've moved out when I was... I've been on my own since I was 16.
He doesn't even want to look at you. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He's looking at me now. What did your parents think about... Oh, we're pulling out the book.
No, what did my parents... Do you think I had parents that would talk to me about sex? No. You know who my dad is. Please.
I want to ask Dad when he first had sex. He always says it was when he was 23... No, 23 when he met you. And I
took his virginity.
You're like... No, I'm being serious.
I don't know when your dad first lost his virginity.
He's always like, oh, I never dated anyone before your mom. You get it. I didn't kiss anyone before your mom.
Maybe it's true, because your dad was a very quiet, shy guy. It's true.
He looks like those TikTok boys when he was younger. Like in high school.
I don't know what a TikTok boy is.
Like with their haircut, like shaved on the side and with the little part right there.
I don't think so, but
no, he looks like he's someone TikTok or this one. Ooh, I want to read this. What percentage of 14-year-olds are virgins? Specifically, only 5.4% of 13-year-olds, 11% of 14-year-olds, and 20% of 15-year-olds report having sex. Huh. Whoa, 25% of both males and females have not had sex by age 20. Is that a lot or a little?
I don't know. Were they listening?
25% of both males and females have not had sex by age 20.
That's a small amount. But you have 100 people.
That's true.
25 people are the only one that are left that haven't had sex. That's a very little amount.
That's true. But listen to this. 33% of 16-year-olds report having sex. That's more than...
More than 25%, but less than 50.
Dang.
I didn't know this. List of illustrations. They actually list the illustrations.
Yeah. It's actually kind of helpful sometimes. There's like porn in... Not porn in that book, but it's porn.
It's not porn.
It's looking at genitals and genitalia.
But it's not porn. It's literally...
I know. It's just drawings of penises and vaginas.
I'm trying to think of the word.
I've seen them in school.
No, I'm trying to think what the word is for it. It's,
unless you're your toes.
I can't think of the word for it, but...
We have those books and we have to color them in and stuff. We have to color, like, certain parts of the girl vagina, boy penis.
Sexual crime. Erections. It's soft again. Well, I was reading about this. Because I was like, well, that's weird. But it was Boys in Puberty. Do you read this book a lot?
Yeah.
Do you think this was one of the most helpful books you ever got? Mm-hmm. What's Happening to My Body? Book for girls. Do you like that one?
I like this. The other two are more for, like, tweens. Like, the second book, that one, The Care and Keeping of You, too, is a lot more. But the other ones are like, oh my gosh, you know, if you're starting out, check this out. They literally, in the book, they don't even say it. Like, they say vagina once in a while, but most of the time they said pee-pee. I'm not kidding. This is like, they're like, this is your vagina. This is a girl's vagina. Also known as your private spot, your no-no triangle, your triangle.
It does not say your no-no triangle.
Did it? No.
Preventing pregnancies in younger teens, infographs. Teens who have ever had sex. This is from CDC. This is weird. CDC.gov. So Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's the ones right now telling us, don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Coronavirus. It says, age 15, teens who have ever had sex, 15%. Teens who are currently sexually active, this is, again, age 15, 8%. Age 16, teens who have ever had sex, 29%. Teens who are currently sexually active, 17%. Age 17, teens who have ever had sex, 39%. Who are currently sexually active, 30%. Having youth-friendly reproductive health visits for teens, Jason and Anita. It's kind of funny. Jason learns that free low-cost services are available. Counselor meet with them. Counselor explains ways to have healthy relationships, communicate with a partner, and or abstain from S-E-X. Sex. Why would it be poly? I really like infographics. It's like, my brain is like, yes. Teens and sex. Stats that will shock you about teen sex. Nearly 50% of 20 million new STD cases were among people 15 to 24 years old.
Damn.
15% of high school students have had sex with four or more people.
Dang, that's a...
34% of high school students had sexual intercourse in the last 3 months. Well, I don't know about that because coronavirus. I don't think it was. People are probably having more sex now because they're home.
Body count.
Well, it's probably more now because everybody's staying home because quarantine.
Well, no, not for those certain teens, though, who might not be able to see their...
That's not true. Their parents might be out working and they're teenagers and they can stay home. Facts.
They can sneak to each other's house.
Of the 34% of high school students, 41% did not use a condom the last time they had sex. 10,000 young people ages 13 to 24 diagnosed with HIV in 2013. Only 22% of sexually experienced high school students have been tested for HIVs. So, out of all those 50% of people, it's very distracting. So, yeah. See, Daxie, you're so distracting. Your buff bod over there.
Come on, Dax.
Don't. It's very loud. So, do you feel like you're going to be, like, the last virgin?
No, if anything, I'd probably be the first.
The first virgin?
Or in the middle, because, well, actually, there's a certain person who's, like, I think I already told you this. She's, like, I'm waiting until marriage. Well, there's my one friend that I have who says that she's waiting till marriage. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but that's okay.
G?
No, I don't know who you're talking to, but that's okay.
The one who called the police that one night?
Oh.
Yeah, so she's, like... I'm waiting.
That's a lie.
I know. See, I'm waiting till marriage. And out of everyone who's ever, like, right now she's in a relationship with someone, and I'm like, y'all are pretty close. And she's like, oh my god. Like, and I was like, you say that you're gonna wait till marriage, but once, like, your mind is, like, in that... Dax, stop eating my trash, you trash eater. Aw, he's so cute. But... I told her, once you're in the mood, it's like, you're kind of like.
He's looking at me through your arm. Like, I could see him like this, like his eyes.
He's like. But I'm like, once you're in the mood, you're not going to be thinking, oh, I'm going to wait till marriage. Stop with the faces.
I'm making faces at Dancy.
Like, I told her, once you're in the mood, you're not going to be thinking about, oh, no, let me wait till marriage.
Maybe.
I mean, you could, but not that. She was like, I'm not having my first kiss. Okay, who's had multiple first kisses with this guy? Her. See, I feel like I probably... I feel like in my scenario... I could see myself losing it. A, because I really, 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 really like this person. And then I end up getting screwed over because they're kind of like, oh, let me just have sex with her. Or probably, you know, if we're ever off of quarantine, you know, and I go to a high school party or something in like 10th, 11th grade or whatever, and I'm like, You know what? Let me just do this. And then I end up... Yeah.
Those are dumb reasons to have sex.
I know. Those are very... No, the first one isn't because I love this person so much. But I'm not going to be... I'm not going to be one of those people who's like, let me just do it just to do it.
But you already in your head have this set number that you're going to have sex at.
No, I don't. Okay. I said I'm not having it. Super young. I just don't know when it's gonna happen.
Every time we talk about it, you say, when I'm 15.
Well, 15 is like the youngest I'd lose it at. Because that's like, I'm gonna be 15 this year. Like, that's the youngest I'd lose it at. But other than that, whenever it happens, it happens. Like,
I think you guys are too obsessed with sex. It complicates things.
If anything, we worry about it a lot.
Well, of course,
because girls worry about it. The guys are more like, let me just do this.
No, girls and guys worry about it.
That's true. Like, because like you said, guys are like, people give guys like a certain, you see her shadow.
I see her by the door.
I see her
too. Licorice. Licorice. Anyways.
Like you said, guys are always going to be like, what did you say? Guys worry about it because everyone's like, oh, it should be this. You know, you should do it right this way. You know what I mean? Remember when you said that?
I also tell you all the time that just think about any time you have sex with somebody. Do you want to have a baby with this person? It's a 50% chance you're going to have a baby with that person.
That's why I want to get on birth control. So now I use a condom. And going
yeah, well, guess who'd be taking you to the doctor to go get birth control? Because it ain't going to be me because I got to work during the day.
Okay, I'm fine with dad taking me to get birth control. Not a big deal. It happens. I have a friend who got put on it at 12.
Yeah, that's common.
That's because of her religion.
Yep.
But I want to get put on it.
Yep. Keeping up with the momentum. The big picture. Everything when you look up like teen sex statistics, everything is about like pregnancy. Sex and psychology. Okay, I'm waiting for this. By Dr. Justin Lehmiller. The State of Education in the United States in 2021 infograph. Okay, Justin, what you got to say, boy? Oh, hold on, what happened to it?
Wow.
Hold on. Sex education is not mandatory. This is a lot of people are upset about this too. Sex education is not mandatory in the United States. However, even in those states where it's required, it does not necessarily have to be comprehensive or accurate. Here's a look at where things stand with the sex education throughout the states today. There are 29. It's the number of states that mandate sex education in some form, shown on the map in the red and pink. In addition to these states, sex education is mandated in the District of Columbia. So all these states are here that are white have no sex education. All the ones in the pink and the red have sex education.
Heck yeah, Cali.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be accurate. And it just has to be in some form. That's what it said. These states vary significantly in terms of the content covered in their sex education courses. Below are some of the specific content requirements mandated whenever sex education is taught. 20. The number of states that mandate inclusion of information about contraception whenever sex education is taught. So a lot of people right now with the sex education going on, I think something just passed, like a bill just passed, where they want to be able to teach people as young as kindergarten or first grade about male, female, the different types of genders, gay, lesbian, and stuff like that.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea too, but some people are very upset about it because in their religion they don't believe a man and a woman should be, or a man and a man to be together and such, you know. And they only believe that there's only two genders, male and female.
I understand that, and if that's your religion, but honestly, I feel like that people just
kind of
slowly get over it.
It's 9 o'clock. I'll wake your dad real quick. I'll read this other one. 17 is the number of states that require any sex and or HIV education to be medically accurate. Only 17 states require the information to be medically accurate. So that means that they could just teach any kind of education and it doesn't have to be right. They could tell you can get pregnant from holding hands. 39 is the number of states that mandate information on abstinence be provided whenever sex education is taught. So that's only 39 states that require them to provide information on what abstinence is. It has to be provided whenever they talk about sex education. 29 is the number of states that licorice is very loud. 29 is the number of states that mandate abstinence be stressed whenever sex education is taught. So 29 states... they have to stress that abstinence has to be taught. Okay, so one was mandate information on abstinence, and this one is number states that mandate abstinence be stressed whenever sex education is taught. That's kind of confusing. Did you hear me? That was confusing. Mm-hmm. So the first one I read was 39 is the number of states that mandate information on abstinence be provided whenever sex education is taught, right? Mm-hmm. But 29 is the number of states that mandate abstinence be stressed whenever sex education is taught. So even though those 39 states talk about abstinence, 29 have to be like, oh my God, perfectly what you should do is abstinence. Abstinence is key. No penis in the vagina. 19 is the number of states that mandate instructing students about the importance of saving sex only for marriage. What happens if you save yourself for marriage and the sex is terrible?
I know. That's why I'm like,
I'm not waiting. I mean, but if you love the person, you might stick it out and just be like, we can work on this together. But how boring was life be? But I mean,
like, but, you say, like, what is it? My friend was like, before I get married, I want to try. Oh.
17 is the number of states that mandate discussion of sexual orientation in sex education courses. However, only 10 of these states mandate that the discussion of sexual orientation be inclusive. So that means that they can discuss different types of sexual orientation in sex education classes, but only in 10 of the states that the sexual orientation is inclusive. So you can talk about it. But only in 10 states is it required where they actually talk about in depth about the orientation and inclusiveness about all of them.
California is one of them?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I think so. The next one? Okay, we're on 6. What's
that? 6? Number of states that require six. Number of states that require only negative information about sexual orientation be included in sex education courses. So 6 states require, so they say, only negative information about sexual orientation.
Wow. So only 6 states, they require you only to talk about the negative things about sexual
orientation.
So you can only say negative things about different types of orientations, like gay, lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Next is 3 number of states that prohibit sex and or HIV education programs from promoting religion.
What? Read that back.
3 number of states that prohibit sex and or HIV education programs from promoting religion. So there's 3 states that don't have anything about sex and like HIV's education, so sex education because of religion.
3 is the number of states that prohibit sex and or HIV education programs from promoting religion. I guess that makes sense, but it's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm more one of those like, why? The more information you have to give your child about sex, the better off that they are.
Mm-hmm. 8 is the number of states that require the importance of sexual consent be addressed in sex education programs.
Consent is huge.
So wow, that should be a lot more.
As well, all these kids, you're getting ready with raping children or raping.
Because, okay, so there's 29 states that mandate sex education in some form.
I read that.
I know, but only 8 of them require the importance of sexual consent be addressed.
What does consent mean?
Is letting someone or being okay with, you know, having sex or be sexually touched.
Have to be sexually.
Or it doesn't even have to be sexually.
You're giving somebody permission.
Yeah. 19 is the number of states that require sex education courses to cover negative outcomes of teen sex. Only 19 out of 29 states require sex education.
But there are 51 states.
There are 51 states. Only 29 mandate sex education. And only 19 of those require to talk about the negative outcomes of teen sex. That's crazy. And 36 is the number of states that allow parents the option to remove a child from sex education instruction.
That's like what we do when they ask if we want to do that.
Yeah, well, but right now
we're... You guys have done sexual education classes. You guys did like the body changing things, but that's not sexual.
Yeah, I don't think we do that until like 11th grade. I don't even know if our school has a sex education. I don't think so.
You guys do the doll thing where they give you a doll?
Honestly, I think so. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I want to do that. That sounds pretty cool. But I don't think our school has sex education.
Probably not.
That's bull crap. We have to change that.
That's very loud.
Let's make it.
So this person says it's quite thought-provoking that sex education isn't required to both be sufficient and medically accurate. I would even go so far as to say that providing information that doesn't abide by both rules is just as harmful as not providing any information at all, and maybe even worse, since the youngsters might deal with sex in inappropriate ways based on fallacies and or prejudices, which is true. Mm-hmm. That's like, I would rather you not say anything about sex than giving the wrong information about sex. Mm-hmm. Like, why do they even offer this course if they're not going to make sure their information's correct and medically correct? And somebody said, this guy David said, we're not much better off here in Canada. Prudish and outdated attitudes prevail. Why is that European and Scandinavian countries far surpass the U.S. in the sex education at an early age? They all have fewer unwanted pregnancies, less STDs, and more guilt-free adolescents. The link below is to the Norwegian program. It's probably the best one available. Take the time to do all 8 modules and pass them. I wanted to check that out later. Maybe.
I'll check that with you.
You still have a lot of chores to do. So, Riley's story of her life, sex and teens. That's the story of your life. Why, I'm not doing anything right now. Ow! Why are you... I do not consent to you abusing me.
I'm using a blanket, not you.
Pretend like it's my butt?
No.
You're sticking your hand in my crack.
That does not sound right. These people who don't have a video, they can't
talking
see.
To your teens about sex. Look, like my stomach's in my room. The fact that often, stop. Parenting a teen is not always easy. Youth need adults who are there for them, especially parents who will connect with them, communicate with them. Riley and I are at this weird age where she wants to be open with me, but she also hates me. She thinks I'm too strict.
I don't hate you.
You sure hated me this morning.
Actually, it wasn't this morning, and I have not hated you before. I just very much be very salty with you.
Yeah, you're always salty with me.
No.
Just talking with... Listen. Here.
I know what our next podcast should be.
What? Salty?
No.
You're shushing me.
Does talking with teens about sex make a difference? According to teens, the answer is yes.
This is on the CDC website.
Yeah. In national surveys conducted by the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, that's a long campaign name, teens report that their parents have the greatest influence over their decisions about sex, more than friends, siblings, or the media. Most teens also say they share their parents' values about sex, and making decisions about delaying sex would be easier if they could talk openly and honestly with their parents.
People, if you can't talk to your parents, you could talk to me.
Yeah, you can talk to her. Hit her up. Send her an email.
What up? Say, I have questions about sex. Send her to brichey08@gmail.com.
We should write that in the,
I don't know.
In the description of this episode.
They can literally message me if you don't want to talk to your teens or if you don't want to talk to your parents. Because that's what this whole podcast is about. Is if you have questions and you don't feel comfortable talking to each other. We want you to be able to know this is your safe space to ask weird questions, freaky questions.
Freaky questions.
Well, I mean, they might be freaky to somebody else. Like, their parents, like, don't feel comfortable talking to them. Mm-hmm. Like Lisa, she's like, can you just come over and teach my daughter about sex and about this? And I'm like, oh.
I was talking to Ariana.
So. I know. And Ariana said that you randomly messaged her. I know. Do you don't think that Lisa told me you talked to her? Because Lisa reads all her messages, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, boy. I got some screenshots. I got some receipts. Proof. Maybe that's why I took away your phone. Oh, wait. I didn't take away your phone. You still have your phone. I turned off your messaging. Is it more painful to have your phone?
Not really. I haven't had it on at all today. I had it shut off.
I'm just asking if it's more painful to have it, but not be able to use it to message.
It's annoying when my friend's calling me, telling me to answer their messages, whether it's for Boy Scouts or just to know a question.
I know. Sierra was like, oh. I said, don't worry, she's not ignoring you. She's ignoring everybody. Anyways, continue.
According to many researchers, the answer is yes. Studies have shown that teens who report talking with their parents about sex are more likely to delay having sex and to use condoms when they do have sex. Parents should be aware that the following important aspects of communication can have an impact on teen sexual behavior. What is said, how it is said, how often it is said, how much teens feel cared for and understood by
their parents. Do you feel cared for? Do you feel cared for?
Certain things, yes.
And what do you not feel cared for about?
That's another topic.
Your mental well-being?
Yes. I want antidepressants.
Yeah.
What can parents... Did you read the book?
What book? No.
I literally wrote on the bottom, P.S. Can I get antidepressants, please? Thank you. Smiley face.
Yeah, but it's not up to me. It's up to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, well, since... Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, hey, everybody's mental health right now is suffering. Everybody. COVID has shut down so much. All these kids are stuck in the house. All these parents are there having to choose between working and staying home. These parents who are going through so much mentally because of stress between school and kids. A lot of people are, their mental health is up like a huge amount.
What can parents do? When parents communicate honestly and openly with their teenage son or daughter about sex, relationships, and the prevention of HIV, STDs, and pregnancy, they can help promote their teen's health and reduce the chances that their teen will engage in behaviors that place them at risk. So make sure you identify unique opportunities to have conversations with your teen, such as having frequent conversations, being relaxed and open, avoid overreacting. That's a big one, parents. Provide opportunities.
I like how you said that. You think that I overreact?
Provide.
Am I an overreactor?
No, but sometimes I'm scared to tell you things so they think you're going to overreact.
And do I overreact? What is it we were talking about the other day and you're like, oh, you took that a lot easier than I thought. I was like, what? Okay. What were we talking about? You thought I would be mad or something like that. What was it?
I'm trying to remember. I know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to remember.
I don't know. But you were like, oh, you took that a lot easier. And I was like, what? What are you talking? Why? I don't know. But anyways, continue.
Blah, blah, blah. Provide opportunities for conversations between your teen and healthcare professionals. What topics should parents discuss with their teens? It's important that your conversations with your teen not focus just on the consequences of risky sexual behaviors.
It's not.
Many teens receive these messages in health education class or elsewhere. What? Sex is good. I know. As a parent,
sex is good. Sex can be great. You can have a ton of sex, and I'm not going to slut shame you. But you also want to make sure you do it for the right reasons. Maybe the reasons is you just want to get your freak on.
Get your freaky on. As a parent, you have the opportunity to have discussions with your teen about other related topics. You can talk about healthy, respectful relationships. Communicate your
Your dad and I have healthy, respectful relationships.
Sometimes.
Because I tell him he's a giant D-bag.
Let me finish. Communicate your own expectations for your
Continue.
Are you done?
That's what she said.
Communicate your own expectations for your teen about relationships and sex. Provide factual information about ways to prevent HIV.
We did that. We went over that. We went over facts.
Dad.
He's not right there.
Yes, he just walked past my door. I saw his feet.
He's like a ghost. The ghost of the Asian past. I love you, Ching Chong.
Oh, he didn't say anything back. No. He doesn't love you.
Nope. I'm one mean bee.
Provide. My name okay. That's going to be very loud. I'm sorry. Provide.
On the phone.
The microphone's going to cut out for a few seconds. Like, static. Okay. Provide factual information about ways to prevent HIV, STDs, and pregnancy. Cap. Example, abstinence, condoms, and contraception, and HIV ST testing.
Honey!
I'm sorry, guys. You're... Dad! Danny!
What are you
going to
ask him?
When he lost his virginity.
He is not going to tell you.
I don't care. Shh, guys, you guys are coming with me. Welcome to Riley's ASMR. Licorice, shut up. Dad.
Get out of there, she wants to be naked.
It's okay.
No. Licorice, shut up.
Dad. 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 I'll bust open that door.
Just stand at the doorway. Just don't look inside.
Dad. Dad.
What?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
12.
Seriously. Dad, please.
12.
All right, I'm going to go lose mine right now. Because you won't tell me.
You said 12.
You were not 12. Mm-hmm. How old were you really? 12. Dad, how old were you?
Twelve.
Dad. Dad.
12.
Hey, let's go. Come on. Let's
that. You're mean. I don't like you. Get her off my bed. She's a poop eater, a freaking burper, and a farter.
She smells so clean right now.
I don't care. She smells like, oh my God. Good job, alpaca.
Why are you being so mean to her? She's the cutest little alpaca ever.
I wish everybody could see what Licorice looks like. She's like a little tiny black little dog that looks like a little mini alpaca.
Okay.
And her name is Licorice, but we call her Licorice.
Focus on the benefits. This is how teens, parents should discuss sex with their teens.
Let's discuss it.
Focus on the benefits of protecting oneself from HIV, STDs, and pregnancy.
We already did that.
Provide information about where your teen can speak with a provider and receive sexual health issue services. Such as HIV and STD testing.
Planned Parenthood, your doctor, the emergency room. If your vagina is burning and your penis is burning, you might have to go to the doctor. You might have gonorrhea. You might have the clap. I'm sure it's a clap.
Why is she built like that?
Because she's thin.
Because she's thin.
Look at her. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Anyways, continue.
Your pee-pee is on my pillow. Sorry.
Okay, if you're not going to take it seriously.
No, I'm very serious about it. Ever since Dad said he had sex when he was 12, that just...
Maybe he had sex with himself at 12. Maybe that's really how he lost his virginity. I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe he lost it to a ghost. There are a lot of people out there who believe in ghosts. Have ghost sex. For real. It's a real thing. Come on now, my secret obsession. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, my strange addiction.
The guy got aroused by balloons.
And the guy got aroused by his fancy car.
Remember getting balloons? Aaron. What? Remember the strange addiction where the guy got excited over balloons?
Yeah. Do you remember that one when that guy got excited over freaking dogs? Like his own dog literally excited him?
That's called bestiality.
Exactly.
That's a whole inappropriate sexual talk.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, continue about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Dad.
He's not going to answer you. Just come on. Let's go.
I'm asking him something else. I want his personal opinion. Licorice, you look like you got hit by a car and you're like, play dead. Dad.
He's not
going to
answer
you. Do you think sex is good?
No.
That's why you had two boys with mom. Do you think sex is good?
No.
I will ask you one more time. Do you think sex
no!
is... Did you like having...
Sex isn't good. Sex is great.
Is sex great?
No.
Is sex good?
No.
Is sex bad?
No.
Come on.
No.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question. First off, you forgot your car. I want to light cookies for Ryan.
I already gave him his cookies.
For no, you. They're right there. Oh. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
28.
No, you weren't. Shut up and tell me the truth.
28.
Dad, that's not possible because mom had Cohen and Riker when she was 23. So you were like, actually, you could have been 28. How old were you? Dad, I'm wasting like 20 minutes on you. How
28.
Old? Oh my God. Riker and Cohen are trying to sleep. Shush.
28.
How old were you?
28.
Do you think sex is good?
28.
Would you have it again?
28.
Do you have it on a weekly basis? Do you have it on a weekly basis?
That's your mom.
What's your feeling about it? Are you going to go think about it now? Good night. How old were you?
Dad, don't close.
I'm very sorry, guys. That's a very emotional episode. Dad just stabbed me with his keys. It's not the first time, but he stabbed me with his keys.
Close the door, because she's going to bark at him. I gotta take my queen bee. How much more time? Because it's almost time to exit.
10 minutes.
Time to exit so you can finish your chisors.
My chisors.
I'd rather be doing chores than having sex. I'm sure you'd rather be having sex than doing chores.
Me too.
Too bad I can't have sex right now. Your dad's gone. I can have sex by myself. I can have my own sexual release by myself. That's gross. I don't want to talk about that. Not really. It's not really gross, but...
I guess that's kind of it. Oh, yeah. I want to start a podcast with my friend.
Okay. Anyways, let's continue about sex.
Licorice.
How do you...
Licorice. Whoa.
Uh-oh. I thought I lost this whole episode. I'm sure almost every kid is going to lose their sex. They're going to lose their sex. I'm so tired. I said lose their sex. Just like they're going to...
Where'd it go, Mom?
Oh, just like I gave you my virginity.
Where did your sex...
Sexual risk behaviors.
Where'd your sex go, Mom?
In my better pocket.
Go, better go pick it
38%.
up.
Oh, somebody mentioned me in a group chat. Somebody was asking me about, like, because the surrogacy, right? They go, well, how did that work? Did you go into the room and have sex with a lady's husband? I'm like,
This is not the Handmaid's Tale.
I was like, I don't know what you know about surrogacy. I'm like, that's not, I mean, I guess you could. There are some people who do surrogacy in weird ways. I'm like, that's...
And The Handmaid's Tale is alive.
I was like, that's really not how I did it.
Okay. Paw. Look at the way your hand's
so 38%, out. This is in 2019, 38% had sex, 9% had four or more sexual partners, 7% have physically been forced to have sexual intercourse when they did not want to, so raped. 27% had sexual intercourse during the previous 3 months, and of those, 46% did not use condoms. Damn. Last time they had sex. 12% did not use any method to prevent pregnancy. 21% had drunk alcohol or used drugs before lacked sexual intercourse. And less than 10% of all high school students have ever been... Or of all students have ever been tested for HIV. So that's only less than 10% of all the 38% of teens that were having sex have been tested for HIV. Or tested for HIV, which is crazy. So think about if there were 100 people and only 10 people got tested for HIV. That's 90 people that are walking around that could be infecting people over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Less than 10% of all students have been tested for sexually transmitted diseases in the past year. What were you going to say?
I have a weird question for you.
What up?
What's your body?
I don't know. I'm too old now. I don't remember anything. One in the last 13 years.
Okay, but overall,
200? All right.
I have a question. Was CJ the first person you had sex with?
No. How could that be possible?
Teen mom.
How could that be possible? It says 21% of
your body count is 5.
Okay. HIV is 21% of all the new HIV diagnoses were among young people aged 13 to 24 years old. Wow. That's crazy. So only 21% of all people who are newly diagnosed with an HIV are only between your age and Savannah's age.
Dang.
88% were young men and 12% were young women. STDs. Half of the 20 million new STDs reported each year were among young people ages 15 to 24.
That sounds about right.
Teen pregnancy. Nearly 180,000 babies were born to a teen girl aged 15 to 19 years old in 2018. Schools and youth organizations can help. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, like, they would have these things like...
Mark and Monday.
They would have you, like, you got pregnant, you would have to go to, like, a special school,
and like you wouldn't get the education you deserve because like you were having a baby. Like that's what was your job. I think I'll have to have you watch that movie that I watched when I was younger. 15 and pregnant. But anyways, that's this week's episode on sex. S-E-X. What?
I know what our next episode should be about.
Okay, well, we could discuss that after. Nah, it's boring.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Who said I don't have some very crazy things that I'm
But then we're going to, that's you. Like a whole, you really think you're going to run out, you're going to talk for a whole hour on things that you've done?
There's some things that
I've confessed to me privately, you know, yeah, that's really gross, everybody's going to hear that.
I'm exaggerating.
You can confess to me not being on a podcast. I mean, you don't have to. Anyway, so that's
I'm scared to tell you.
Okay, that's this week's episode of Parenting Talk. This is Bree.
I'm Riley.
And if you want to, for me to talk to you, because you're afraid to talk to your parents,
email her. We will put it in the caption.
We will talk about it. And if you don't want to talk to me, your parents can talk to me. So peace out. Till next week, hopefully nothing tragic also, happens.
Wait. Also, guys, try to talk to your parents about this. If you really know that they're not going to talk to you about any of this, then contact my mom.
Or you.
Or me. My email's really open. I love getting emails.
When she can get them.
So, yeah, we can put our emails in the caption. We might. Depends. oh, man. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just try to talk to your parents.
Peace out. Goodbye. Bye. Parenting Talk next week.
Bye.